This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. We are on the verge of green up, a change that can kind of take us by surprise, right, Rick?
In interior Alaska, that's sometimes a very rapid process where whole hillsides will turn green in one afternoon. In some years, it's spread out over a few days, but it's usually quite distinct, and it actually has significant impacts, not just as an important marker in the annual round in the boreal forest, but it also influences the weather and climate of the region. Once those leaves are out on the trees, then they're expelling moisture through the leaves into the atmosphere, and all other things being equal, it's actually possible for meteorologists to detect when that occurs in a region because all of a sudden, daytime humidities will be higher.
In terms of timing, where are we at this year if you look at average green-up times going back over the decades?
For 2020, we're going to have a later than average green-up. In Fairbanks, over the past 45 years or so, the average date is about May 8th. This year, although the average April temperature was just a little bit below normal, almost all of that was because of cool days. The snowy and then rainy days that we had in April kept daytime temperatures down. So overall, the average April temperature wasn't very far from normal, but those suppressed high temperatures, which is what really matters for green-up, the daytime temperatures. As a result, we're going to wind up with green-up being significantly later than the 45-year average of May 8th.
Well, it's always rejuvenating to see those leaves pop. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.